We got a dude on the show that needs a kidney. Now, I asked John, and I was like, John, I need something from you. And he's like, why that? I was like, I need your kidney, because you don't need it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not doing that. Find somebody else.
I got you.
His exact words. I was like, he goes, I wouldn't give my mother a kidney, is what he said. What? He's such a jerk. I mean, Jared was right here, and John's like, I'm like, no, dude, we're not asking for a ball. We're just asking for a kidney.
Yeah, people have two. You don't need both of them.
Yeah, I do. I need both my kidneys.
So you would not, if you were a match, you would not give Jared a kidney.
No.
You know I could die, right?
Yeah, you could also find somebody else. There's a lot of people on this world.
That's right. It's big ass Earth, big ass planet. And so you don't want to get, what is your reservation behind, you know, helping out your buddy there?
I mean, I just don't want doctors going inside my body again. I'm
right,
good.
You got
well,
you
on
got
that.
One lung, right?
Yeah, but
yeah.
Been,
so it's so kind of mismatched in there. Yeah. Why don't we take one of them kidneys and then it's all match?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Is there like anything else in it for me if I give my kidney?
No, just you know what? Key to heaven, sir. Key to heaven.
Is there anything else in it for me?
So you want like cash money?
That would be awesome.
So how much do you want Jared to pay you for the kidney? Or a car?
Yeah, like
you want Jared to buy you a car.
He wants a
new
car.
I want a Range Rover.
A Range Rover.
Rover.
Wow. Rover.
Huh. Yeah. You know what, John?
What?
You're never going to own a Range Rover ever in your life.
If I give my kidney, I'll probably own a Range.
No, you won't.
No. Yeah. You're doing if I give my kidney, I probably would.
Nah, that's not how it works.
You're a garbage person.
What?
You're a Range Rover person.
Cool. He is a garbage person.
I mean, I feel that. For your death. I just don't want anybody taking my body parts.
I mean, you're not using it.
I mean, right. Even if I had two hearts, I wouldn't give you an extra heart because one of them was dying. Let's say we needed two hearts.
We don't. That's the point.
You're okay with me dying unless I give you a Range Rover. Yeah. Just said.
Yeah. He's like, how much is your life worth to you?
Or a watch. Apple Watch would be dope.
An Apple Watch?
Yeah. Well, that's easy.
An Apple Watch is more reasonable.
And a brand new iPhone.
Okay, and a brand. Oh,
I mean, that's not bad. That's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal.
With Life of Sprint plan or whatever, T-Mobile.
What?
He said any lifetime membership.
Yeah.
To whatever phone.
A
plan.
Life of Sprint plan or whatever he said.
Now I'll give you my kidney. That'll work.
Right. Okay, so we got a deal.
I don't know.
Maybe, let's maybe, no. Make a deal.
Oh, that actually sounds really bad now that I think about it.
What do you mean? You get a new iPhone? You don't have a phone bill ever?
That would.
And
cool.
You got an Apple Watch that'll last you at least 2 years.
And I want a free lifetime gas, like.
Yeah, and free lifetime gas.
You don't get to keep adding things.
Oh, okay.
All right, so he wants. All right, Jared.
Free lifetime gas.
He wants gas, right, for life. He wants to never have to pay for his cell phone. He wants a brand new phone and an Apple Watch. Do we have a deal?
No.
Okay.
I don't want
Then you're not getting my kidney. It's
I don't
staying
want your
in my
special
body.
Kidney.
It's staying right in here.
Yeah,
then.
You know his kidney doesn't work good.
No, not at all.
There's no way.
And it's weird.
And I love how he asked for a lifetime full of gas when we're clearly all going to electric cars.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It was kind of a good deal because like 2030, there won't even be gas cars or something.
Right. Apple Watch
they'll be illegal.
Work.
Gas cars will be illegal.
Yeah, I won't need electric if I have a lifetime full of gas.
Even though I did learn yesterday that the pollution on our planet has nothing to do with using gas. Nothing to do with it. It's because people overfish. That's what's destroying our planet.
I believe
I got
it.
Mind effed yesterday on Netflix when I watched Seaspiracy. Oh, man. That'll make you look at things differently. Really, our planet is being destroyed because we fish too much.
I agree.
And it's destroying our planet.
It's all that sushi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, and they don't give a damn either.
Some ratchet-ass girls that order sushi.
They're just taking out all the fish from the ocean. They're like, oh, yeah, all these fish are almost extinct, and nobody protects them. It's sad.
It is really sad.
It is. Don't watch Seaspiracy. You'll be sad.
Yeah, I don't want to be sad.
Unless you like watching dolphins get killed.
Also, poor Jared needs a kidney.
Yeah, back to Jared, my bad.
So, and he was like, do you think we could get an email? I'm like, I bet you promotions would do a promotion package behind this.
I don't know.
Like, you think so?
I feel like somebody would be like, that's a liability.
I mean, you're asking for a kidney. People do it all the time.
Yeah, I see it all the time on the back of people's windows.
Yeah, I
all
mean,
the time.
I have an email address that if people want to just say, like, I'm interested, they can email it to and I get them info.
Okay.
It's Jared, the number four kidney, or kidney, the number four Jared at gmail.com.
See, so. He needs a kidney bad. He doesn't even know the email address. Exactly. That's how fast
kidney
he's fading.
Kidney4Jared@gmail.com.
Yeah, I tweeted it out. All you got to do is put like email and say I'm interested, and I get you the info. So.
Okay.
Let me retweet
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How long do you have get a kidney?
My kidneys don't work at all. And
my God, it's already got 117 retweets.
Yeah. And so I'm on dialysis like 3 days a week. So I leave here and immediately get hooked up to machines. So they don't work. So once you get put on the list, which I'll know exactly, but the thing with the kidney list, which I didn't know and a lot of people don't, is when you're on the list, you're only on the list for a kidney from someone who has passed away. So with me asking people if they would like to get tested, that helps me because that's a living person. And if you get a kidney from a living person, your quality of life is actually a lot better.
You're saying it's a better kidney?
It is, absolutely, yeah. And it lasts longer.
Gotcha.
That's badass.
Okay. And what do they got to have, the same blood type or something?
Not really. So they do like these like kind of trades. So exactly like if I'm not the exact blood type to you, Bill, but you want to help me out, like if I don't match to you, but you match to somebody else and their person matches to me, we do like a big ass trade.
Okay, so you're trading body parts.
Yeah, exactly. So like you don't have to be an exact match to help somebody out. And that's not just me. That's anybody.
That's anybody.
Yeah.
Man, I bet you it's a big long list.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Why are there so many messed up kidneys?
I don't know.
What's yours from?
Diabetes, unfortunately.
Diabetes.
Were you
born with it?
Yeah, basically. So like, if it was something where I did it to myself, like I just kept drinking or something like that, I'd be like, nah, I don't want to take a kidney from somebody. I did this to myself, but this is genetic. I couldn't help this, unfortunately.
Damn. Yep. And then John over there, the douchebag John.
Looking for a Range Rover.
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, I'm scrolling through Twitter with all these nice heartfelt messages from people that are like tweeting this out.
Yeah, I mean, I heard from people that I haven't heard from in 20 years going like, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't even know what you look like anymore, but can I get tested?
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's badass.
Well, cool. Because you only need
one kidney, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're a healthy person that doesn't drink and do all that stuff, you'll be fine with one kidney.
I mean, even if you drink, why not get tested? You never know.
Follow up on a couple of those email leads first, and if that leads nowhere, then I'll get on the bus.
I appreciate that.
We'll see if somebody else will jump in first. But if they won't,
hey,
then
that's better than John.
I got you.
Yeah, it's 100% better than John. John just flat out said, no, give me something. Show me the money.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So you don't really care about anybody else, right, John?
No.
No.
I mean, he's honest. Most people feel the way John does. John's just honest.
He's just very honest about it. Yeah, you would not want to help out anybody else.
No.
No. Yeah. You're raised terrible, right?
Raised horribly.
Yes.
What an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Well, I'm glad, though, to look at that tweet, though, and not see, like, one retweet on it.
No, it took off, right away.
That's badass.
I mean, it was really overwhelming, the amount of people that reached out yesterday. And this was pretty late yesterday that we did this.
That is badass.
Well, cool.
Well, let's hopefully we'll get you a kidney and get you all in working order.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if anybody just wants more info, like, I tweeted it out, Derek tweeted it out as well, and it's kidney4Jared@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Sweet. I'm sure they'll turn it into some sort of promotion.
You never know.
I don't know about promotion. But...
Yeah, that, I'm sure. It's like, hey, how can we...
Hey, I got a great idea. Kidney hole.
It's a kiss kidney hole.
Where we give away money and also talk about Jared's kidney.
Right. When you hear Jared ask for a kidney, be caller number 9.
You can win $1,000.
Does Jared get a kidney? Absolutely not.
But you
win $1,000.
Yeah.
Hear Jared's cries for help. It's a kiss kidney hole.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. We'll stay updated on that, and then we'll figure it out.
That's right. If I could add just one more thing on that. Yep. So, like, if you can hear our voices, you can get tested. You don't have to be here in San Antonio. If you're, like, in Delmarva, you can be in Canada for
Montana, Wyoming.
Yeah, if you sign up to get tested and it's a match, I'll fly you to San Antonio out of my own pocket. And that's anybody. Like, if you can hear us, then, you know. Try to help.
And he really wants a kidney.
Yeah.
Who would?
Yeah, he doesn't want to die.
Who wants to die?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's a young guy.
So you
he's
just
about
have
to get married to, you know, the love of his life. I doubt he wants to pass away.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, John, who cares if John dies?
What? If he dies,
he dies. I mean, honestly, it has no effect. Because John's just going to waddle through life, eating snacks, just and not a having
sponge,
any effect
right?
on
Isn't
anybody.
He just like an earth sponge? Yeah. Just taking the resources and giving nothing back?
No, Jared's actually trying to, like, you know, start a family.
I mean, that's what you are.
Like
what, a sponge?
You take from earth and give nothing back.
Yeah.
Except poop.
That's good stuff for the dirt.
Let's go.
For the dirt?
Yeah, Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to say that I am a living donor. I donated a kidney to my dad in 2005. Went to Korea late 2005 and was drunk the whole time I was there. So the drinking has nothing to do with it.
Okay, excellent.
Exactly.
He lived another... Yeah, it has no repercussions. As a matter of fact, after I donated the kidney, they didn't say anything about, I mean, I'm not a drunk, but they never said anything about reducing alcohol intake and all that. So life's normal. Nothing.
How long did your dad live after the kidney thing?
12 years. He wound up getting dementia and pneumonia is what killed him. But the kidney, he was fine with his kidney.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. So he's saying, hey, even if you're a drunk, get on the list.
No excuses.
No excuse. Raging alcoholics, drug addicts, get on the list. Yeah.
Maybe you've been a bad person, right? And this is your chance to like do something to help save a life.
For sure.
That's pretty awesome.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.